calling me Larry.
Hello, Larry.
Hats off to Larry.
Larry. Fucking Larry.
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 Larry. Larry, get into bed now.
Come on, Larry.
Is there no sweeter sound than that of your own name? Buried in cheers and applause. There is not. Oh, man. So much has happened in just a week. Where do we begin? Maybe we should circle back to the horror show going on down in Florida. You cannot make up a nightmare story like this. So much has come out since the atrocity. And as of last week's episode, which was about that atrocity, the lid has just blown off this story. It's mind-boggling. For our listeners in other nations, and there are many, thank you, the initial and horrible story was 19-year-old psycho Nicholas Cruz shoots up his high school and kills 17. And the media first tags it as a white supremacist conspiracy, which turns out to be false. Then we learn that psycho killer had long been on the radar of not just local cops, but even the FBI for not a week, or a month, or a year, 10 fucking years. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, cops had been visiting Nicholas Cruz's home since he was 9 years old. He posted his threats on social media, but those highly trained, super smart, crime-fighting federales just couldn't find him. You know, in our celebrity and scandal-obsessed 22-minute news cycle world, if you're on the hot seat, perhaps, all you have to do is wait, and some other asshole will transcend your fuck-up or your stupidity or your wrongdoing and unseat you. I mean, how glad is Bill Cosby that Harvey Weinstein came along? And as of last week, when the country was justifiably screaming for the resignation of FBI top incompetent Christopher Wray, because they failed to act on a direct tip that little creep was about to shoot up a school, all Chrissy had to do was wait a little while, and bam, the Broward County Sheriff's Department steps up to the plate and fucks up exponentially more egregiously than the FBI, when we learn that several Broward deputies, wearing bulletproof vests, cowered in doorways and behind walls, as kids and teachers inside were being shot to pieces. But wait, there's more. The top cop in Broward County, uniformed politician Scott Israel, goes on CNN then and blames the world, oh, the NRA, the gun owners, the voters, knowing full well at that time that one or more of his men, finger quotes, were cowering pussies and did nothing to stop the carnage. Now let me back up a smidge here, lest you get the idea that I am some kind of cop hater. I am not. I have close family members in law enforcement. I have close friends that are cops, and I love them. But I don't like all cops, because some, as we've seen, are assholes. Like strutting, arrogant, loudmouth, grandstanding Sheriff Scott Israel. And there is a time when lives are lost, and here at the Take No Shit Dojo, when that happens, respect, the most overused word of our time, goes right out the fucking window. And this sheriff is so far out of line that I refuse to even accord him the respect of his name. Respect has to be earned around here. With every TV appearance he makes a bigger monkey out of himself, so I'll just be calling him Monkey Boy. And since he's, in fact, not so much a cop as a uniformed politician, that's right, he's elected, he campaigns, he kisses asses and babies and packs and all sorts of things to get his job, we're going to get Monkey Boy out of that uniform he's disgraced and into something more fitting. the colorful, fun, and festive garb of the organ grinder's monkey, some blousy satin genie pants, a bright red brocade vest, and oh, the topper, a little fez with a chin strap. If this description doesn't suffice, just think Aladdin's pet monkey, Abu, only minus 30 IQ points with a mean streak and one massive fucking ego. Monkey Boy has quite a sense of self. When he was accused of corruption a couple years back, Monkey Boy responded, quote, "Lions don't care about the opinions of sheep." And then he doubled down and tripled down, comparing himself to Abe Lincoln, MLK, and Gandhi. Wow, there's no self-esteem issues for Monkey Boy, are there? And right after the massacre, did you see Monkey Boy on that CNN stage with Jake Tapper and the chick from the NRA? It's so clear that he saw that appearance as his magic moment, a chance to scold and posture and pontificate. He thought he was fucking Jerry Springer up there. But he came off more like a Jerry Springer guest, didn't he? At one point, he actually had the nerve to say,
"We're calling BS on that."
How's that for stones, huh? He's calling BS. And listen to this.
"An 18-year-old kid should not have a rifle."
Really, Monkey Boy? So what about all those thousands and thousands of brave 18-year-olds in the military, Are they unfit to carry their rifles and go overseas and get their brave asses shot off so a fucking punk like you can mouth off on national TV, 17 bodies barely cold in their graves, and here's how Monkey Boy rates his own performance as head of the department.
"I've given amazing leadership to this agency."
Amazing. Wow. Monkey Boy thinks he's amazing, like Spider-Man. Maybe he thinks he's a superhero. You know, in another time, at another place, what would be amazing would be a guy like him still breathing. Because in another time and another place, angry fathers would help Sheriff Amazing / MLK / Abe Lincoln / Gandhi. They'd help him retire by introducing him to the short end of a rope. Will Sheriff Monkey Boy resign? Place your bets at thatlarryshow@gmail.com. I'm betting no. I think they'll have to march his ass from his office at gunpoint. So after last week's episode, which was my take on the Parkland massacre, I posted an edited version on YouTube that just cut to the chase. And within a couple of hours, it was flagged and relegated to the age-restricted category, which, of course, severely limits its exposure. Now, this is utter bullshit. There are thousands, hell, maybe millions of YouTube videos with far, far more explicit language than mine, and they're not age-restricted. Videos by Chris Rock or Bill Burr, or George Carlin or Amy Schumer. Is it possible nobody has reported their bad language? Now, I well know that YouTube is an advertising medium, but for whatever reason, they don't mind running videos from celebrities with millions of views without age restrictions. Wonder why that is, My video was age-restricted because some jackhole didn't like my take on the Parkland atrocity, and so they reported it. And YouTube, owned by Google, and Google being a proud soy boy-owned and operated outfit, is only too happy to oblige some offended little shit and choke off a video that doesn't mirror their opinions. It's really scary the way these people operate, and they love to spray the word transparency around, don't they? And their fucking empires are as opaque as a lead-lined concrete wall. Do we ever, ever get to deal with a real person? Somebody with a name? When you get your notification from them, It's just redolent with soy boy verbiage and thinly veiled dictatorial attitude. Here's what they sent me. Hi, That Larry Show. As you may know, our community guidelines describe which content we allow and don't allow on YouTube. Your video is flagged for us to review. Upon review, we've determined that it may not be suitable for all viewers, and it has been placed behind an age restriction. YouTube doesn't allow content that encourages or promotes violent or dangerous acts that have an inherent risk of serious physical harm or death. For example, it's not okay. Oh, good. There's that preschool teacher language.
Thaddeus, that's not okay.
Not okay to post videos showing drug abuse, underage drinking, and smoking or bomb making. The only depictions of such activities we may allow need to be educational or documentary in nature. When uploading a video, make sure to post as much information as possible in the title and description to help us and your viewers. Ah, there you go. The old Inhuman Resources catchphrase, help us to help you and your viewers. What viewers? Sergey and Larry? Those are the owners of YouTube. What viewers? It was choked off after 26 views.
Help us to understand the primary purpose of the video.
The purpose of the video? Well, for the fuck of it, I searched some of the dumbest YouTube videos and pages popped up, and I randomly clicked on one. I'll post it on my homepage, thatlarryshow.com, and it's pretty fucking stupid and pretty fucking violent, and it depicts a horse getting its head blown off by a rifle. Looks kind of like an AR-15. Does that promote violent or a dangerous act? You fucking hypocritical assholes. How about the YouTube video, not age-restricted, viewable by anyone right now, with 14 million views and counting, of two guys fighting in a parking lot and one being beaten into unconsciousness as the racist epithets and obscene language flies? How about that, YouTube? How are you ensuring a safe viewing experience with that one? Revolting hyperviolence. I'll post that on my page as well. Hey, Sergey Brin and Larry Page, fuck you and your lies. You don't give a shit about anybody's sensibilities with your phony, selectively enforced bullshit community guidelines. Fuck you. Of course, when I responded to their crappy little form, how was that worded?
Community guidelines appeal.
Interesting word choice, hmm? Who the fuck appeals to a goddamn corporation? When they choose that word, they're putting us on notice. We are judge and jury, and you must appeal to us. And then they go on to tell us,
we will notify you by mail of our final decision on your video. Please note that you may only appeal this video once.
Maybe if Sheriff Monkey Boy gets fired, they can hire him over at YouTube. He'd certainly like their imperious attitude, wouldn't he? So I have an idea, and if it should take off, I want my name attached to it for all time and space, just like that Satoshi Bitcoin guy. I'm no internet expert, but maybe some of you are, or could pass this along to the 4chan geniuses, those guys who know how to topple empires, or at least rock them to their foundations. Zuckerberg and Dorsey and Brin and Page figure they've got themselves monopolies. But then, so did Netscape and MySpace and Napster and many other digital empires that have crashed and burned. But have they become too big to fail? They certainly behave that way. This handful of wizardly wimps with the text neck ensconced in their Northern California compounds, surrounded by faceless, unreachable, invulnerable clones of themselves, rigging their little platforms to enable and promote their pet agendas and stifle or silence the ones they oppose. My proposal is worldwide. Flag Day. What's that? Well, Now in the United States, that's June 14, but maybe it would be better to choose some meaningless date, but gather everybody around the world who is fucking fed up with little jackoffs demonetizing people and age-restricting people and banning people. Just get everyone who's had a bellyful of their fucking authoritarian control and just flag everything. Maybe everyone in North America, on a particular day between, say, 10 and 11 a.m., they just flag every fucking video, every post, every tweet for inappropriate content. And then between 11 and 12 noon, our friends in, say, South America, they do the same thing. So there is a continuous, non-stop, unstoppable chain of content flagging. I wonder what that would do to their fucking platforms. Would it crash them? Blow up their servers? I don't know if it's workable. But it would be fun to try, wouldn't it? Nothing illegal about it either, because everything is offensive to somebody, isn't it? We all have the right to report and flag, so we have a safe internet experience, right? We have an entire generation of people trained like dogs to accept iron-fisted control and banishment from the faceless, nameless punks, and their bullshit. Their appeals and decisions and guidelines are all bullshit and selectively enforced. Yet, we accept them. Well, that's unacceptable. No different than if your phone call was interrupted or disconnected because the carrier didn't like your words or tone of voice. Flag Day. Let's do it. Now, lastly, Los Angeles is a city in decay. Blade Runner 2049 is misdated. It's LA right now. 55,000 homeless. And it's every neighborhood, rich and poor. Rising crime, shit roads, unimaginable traffic. It wasn't always this way. Why is it now? Because of decades of proto-Marxist politicians in City Hall and Sacramento. And one of the many, many problems that nobody ever mentions is coyotes. Yeah, now I want to apologize to listeners of my spinoff show, Sinner's Sunday. I got the episode out very late. By the way, it's a fun episode, Curse Along with Christ. And now that I think of it, JC himself would have been banned from Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube for hate speech. Have a listen. You'll see what I mean. So I'm working on the episode, and suddenly, from outside my headphones, I hear the most blood-curdling screams. And I think one of my kids has been mortally wounded, and I run outside to discover it's the kid next door, and she's screaming the most soul-searing sounds you've ever heard, because her sweet little toy poodle is in many pieces strewn about her backyard, torn to shreds by fucking coyotes. I've lived in LA a long time, and there have always been coyotes in the area, but in the last year or two, it's out of control. In the past, you would only see them at night, and rarely at that. You would occasionally hear them when it was mating season, or when they would run down somebody's cat or dog. Not a pretty sound to hear. And my kids heard this coyote attack, and this defenseless poodle screaming as it was ripped apart. And we too have a little dog, Moose. And these fucking coyotes are so numerous and aggressive now that we have to walk Moose on a leash in our own goddamn backyard. A classmate of my daughter's had her dog attacked by coyotes as she walked it on the leash in the street. And the coyote was able to pull the dog away and run away with it. And her dog was never seen again. How much therapy is that kid going to need from that experience? So my kids were so distraught by this, it took me a couple of hours to calm them. And my show was posted very late. Now, some of you may live in the Outback, and some may live on ranches in Wyoming, and some of you may live right here in L.A., and coyotes used to be regarded as what they are, fucking vermin. But, thanks to asshole politicians and imbeciles who have watched Disney movies anthropomorphize dangerous animals like coyotes and make them cute, we have fucking morons who want to protect them. And the first thing these assholes invariably say is,
they were here first.
And I'm sure that's true. But so were rats and mice and cockroaches and West Nile spreading mosquitoes. Why aren't you protecting them? Can't you coexist with them? Aren't they too a part of the ecosystem? Where's your concern for rodents and insects? Lots of people keep rats as pets, and they're highly intelligent. Ecosystem, Maybe in the wilds, but this is a concrete metropolis. It is not their habitat. This is our habitat. And so attacks, not only on pets but on humans, have spiked dramatically because nothing is being done to thin the coyote population. What's it going to take? Toddler being eaten alive? They've already been mauled and horribly injured. Listen to a guy who wrote a book on coyotes and the utter bullshit this aged hippie is spewing.
What we have to do is to follow the lead of organizations like Project Coyote in resisting the cruel ways in which these animals are being killed and persecuted, but also learning how to coexist with them in our daily lives.
Is that so, Dan? Well, drag your ponytailed hippie ass down here from your commune up north and explain to that little girl next door and several others I know who've had their dogs eaten alive by your beloved coyotes. Tell her about your sweet and noble coyotes and how we are persecuting them. Here's my number, Danny. Call me. 302-71-LARRY. Waiting to hear from you. Oh, and the organization Dan refers to is Project Coyote, for whom the national spokeshole is actor Peter Coyote. Isn't that what our planet needs, Another activist. Can you imagine these clowns?
Oh, let's get Peter Coyote to be the spokeshole for our coyote project. Won't that be cute?
Coyotes are vermin. They thrill kill all the time. Ask any rancher. They'll shred 20 or 30 sheep in a night and not eat even one of them. They kill for the fuck of it. They will attack and kill sheep, goats, horses, and human beings. Anyone who denies this is a fucking liar. As predators, they're devious cowards. A bear or a mountain lion will hunt down their game alone. Not coyotes. They hunt in packs. They'll send out one, maybe a bitch in heat, or a male, just to tease a dog and lure it from the house or yard. And when it's around the corner, the pack tears it up. One of the most recent human victims of a coyote attack was one of Los Angeles' 55,000 homeless people. You want to put on your do-gooder pants and collect some attaboys, Peter Coyote and Dan Flores? Then go make some videos to help the homeless in L.A. and the Bay Area. Homeless people getting bitten by your goddamn coyotes as they sleep or rummage through dumpsters. Thanks for hanging with me once again, everybody. If you like what you just heard, why not support the show and help me call out these phonies and liars? Go to the show's homepage, thatlarryshow.com, and click the Patreon button and join the dojo for lots of bonus content and special rewards like signed books and custom recordings. There you'll also find additional content like commentaries and links to videos and a full archive. It's all there. And don't forget to click that subscribe by email button. That way you'll never miss an episode or a rant. We record live from the Take No Shit Dojo, where truth lives, right here at the crossroads of madness and enlightenment. I'll see you next at Brother Larry's Sinner's Sunday. And until that time, if you see a coyote and can get close enough, smash its fucking head.